Time now for the sunny side of sports with Sunny Young. Hello, Sunny.
Happy Monday, Yeheyas.
Sunny, I understand you're beginning with the Rugby World Cup.
Yeheyas, let's kick off with the Rugby World Cup in England. The Wallabies of Australia will battle the defending champion All Blacks of New Zealand in the final on October 31st at Twickenham Stadium in London. The winner of Saturday's championship match will be lifting the trophy for an unprecedented third time. The Aussies won world rugby titles in 1991 and 1999, while New Zealand won the championship in 1987 and 2011. The Wallabies and the All Blacks both posted semifinal victories over the weekend at Twickenham. Australia defeated Argentina 29-15, while New Zealand won a tight match against South Africa 20-18. South African rugby fans who watched the match in Johannesburg were disappointed with the result, of course, but they were also proud of their two-time champion Springboks. Let's listen in now to what a few of the South African fans had to say.
Very tight game, but a good game all in all. We expected that New Zealand would go through, but we were hoping.
It was a good game. We gave a good effort. 3 points short, but yeah, disappointed, but happy with it, guys.
I think the game was awesome. I'm very proud of the box. We made it this far, and New Zealand is a very tough team to play against, but we played very well. I'm very proud of the box. We did not make it, but you made it in our eyes, and we're very proud.
A better side on the day compared to us. I mean, they had two tries. We didn't have a try.
South African rugby fans reacting to their team's 20-18 semifinal loss to defending champion New Zealand. The Springboks will play Argentina Friday at the Olympic Stadium in London in the third place match. I encourage our VOA listeners with internet access to check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page. The address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOA Sunny. You'll see photos and videos, and you can post your comments. So check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page.
Voice of America!
And if you check out my Facebook page today, Monday, you'll see a nice photo of Ghana's IU brothers, Andre and Jordan, who battled on the pitch over the weekend in English Premier League football. In the photo, Andre has his right arm around Jordan as they walk off the field, and it looks like he's consoling his younger brother. Andre's Swansea City club scored a 2-1 road victory over Jordan's Aston Villa club in that match, one in which both of the IUs made their presence felt. Jordan opened the scoring in the 62nd minute, but Andre scored a late winner in the 87th minute for Swansea. One of my Ghanaian friends on Facebook, Peter Serigne, saw the photo of the IU brothers and responded, "Andre Dede IU fires Tim Sherwood." Well, I don't think Dede did the actual firing, but his goal certainly didn't help Sherwood's case. Struggling Aston Villa gave Sherwood the boot after the match and replaced him with caretaker manager Kevin McDonald. Aston Villa is currently at the very bottom of the Premier League standings with only 4 points from 10 matches. Meanwhile, Andre Ayew's Swansea is currently in 12th place in the 20-team EPL with 13 points from 10 matches. Taking a look at the very top of the Premier League standings, Manchester City and Arsenal are currently tied for first place with 22 points each from 10 matches. West Ham and Manchester United are next with 20 points. In results from the weekend, Man City and Man U played a scoreless draw at Old Trafford. Arsenal defeated visiting Everton 2-1, and West Ham was a 2-1 winner over visiting Chelsea.
Voice of America's news, talk, and music programs are now at the tip of your fingers. Find everything at www.voaafrica.com. Listen to VOA's program lineup live anytime, day or night. Pick out your favorite shows and listen anytime you want. Download our podcasts. Check VOA Mobile from your cell phone. Subscribe to VOA Newsfeed. VOAnews.com.
Voice of America.
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. A South African businessman, anti-apartheid activist, and former political prisoner is throwing his hat into the ring to be the next FIFA president, as we hear now from the VOA's Nightline Africa sportsman, Segun Dot on the spot at Adeyemi.
Former South African anti-apartheid campaigner Tokyo Sexwale, once jailed alongside Nelson Mandela, officially entered the race for the president of FIFA, the World Soccer's governing body. The 62-year-old diamond mining tycoon and former politician is the fifth official candidate for the February 26, 2016 election to succeed Sepp Blatter. No African has ever headed the 111-year organization, although President of African Football Confederation Issa Hayatou is the current interim president of FIFA. Sexwale decided to run after securing the full backing of the South African Football Association, SAFA. Other confirmed candidates ahead of the deadline this Monday are European Football Association Chief Michel Platini, Prince Ali bin Al Hussein of Jordan, former Trinidad and Tobago captain David Nakid, and former FIFA Deputy General Secretary Jerome Champagne.
Hello, this is Haile Gebrselassie. You are listening to the Sunny Side of Sport on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Ethiopian runners won the men's and women's titles at the 2015 Frankfurt Marathon in Germany. In the men's event, Ethiopian Cissé Lema ran 2 hours, 6 minutes and 26 seconds to win, beating Kenyan duo of Lanny Ruto and Alpha Slagat to the second and third places, respectively. In the women's race, another Ethiopian, Gulume Tulesa, emerged as a surprise winner in 2 hours, 23 minutes and 12 seconds, as Ethiopians made a clean sweep of the podium. Gulume ran a personal best by over 6 minutes to beat Denknesh Mekash in a sprint finish. Mekash was credited with the same time as Gulume, and their compatriots, Koren Jelela, continued her return with a third place finish in 2 hours, 23 minutes, and 52 seconds. Thanks so much for listening. For the Sunny Side of Sports, this is Segun Adeyemi in Lagos.
Voice of America!
Hello, Africa. Dr. Larry Zamoje here, Chairman, Chief Executive, Sports Radio 88.9 Brila FM. Keep getting sporty sunshine with Sunny Young. We all do at Sports Radio 88.9 Brila FM, broadcasting out of the cities of Lagos, Abuja, Kaduna, and Onitsha in Nigeria, as well as the World Wide Web on www.brilafm.net. I tell you this. It's always a thrill, yes, a thrill, to remain on the sunny side on Brilla with Sunny. Keep listening, Africa.
Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day.
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America! They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
The National Basketball Association is mourning the death of Flip Saunders, the head coach and president of basketball operations for the Minnesota Timberwolves Club. Saunders died Sunday at age 60 of cancer. He was well-liked around the NBA, and he spent more than 20 years in the league. In addition to the Timberwolves, Flip Saunders also coached the Detroit Pistons and my favorite team, the Washington Wizards. Washington's all-star point guard, John Wall, was one of the players who paid tribute to Flip Saunders. Wall wrote on Instagram, and I quote, "The sting of losing another loved one to cancer doesn't get any easier. My thoughts and prayers are with the Saunders and Timberwolves family. Coach Saunders guided me into this league. He believed in me and taught me what it takes to be a good player and a better man. Rest in peace, Coach." Flip Saunders played point guard for the University of Minnesota before turning to professional basketball and becoming a coach. He played at Minnesota with future Basketball Hall of Famer Kevin McHale, who was now the head coach of the Houston Rockets. Saunders first became an NBA coach when McHale